السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Verily all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah alone. We praise Him and we seek His help. And we seek refuge in Allah from the evil of our souls and the consequences of our deeds. Indeed, whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is none that can misguide him. And whomever Allah chooses to misguide, then none can guide him back to the straight path. I bear witness and I testify that there is no deity, no being, no object that is worthy of our worship, our veneration, our love, our prostration, our sajda, our hope, our dua, other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness and I testify that Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Arabi al-Hashimi al-Qurashi is the final messenger and the most perfect worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As to what follows, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, it gives me great pleasure to stand before you here today as an inauguration ceremony to the conference that is about to follow, a conference dedicated to peace, a conference dedicated to discussing the most crucial issue to human existence. And I say this knowing full well the consequences of what I say, for indeed, it is the goal of every single human being, the ultimate goal of every object of creation, to achieve an inner peace within himself. It is this goal that drives and motivates us to do all that we do. This serenity, this inner peace, this in Arabic we call tama'nina, this peace is what drives us to do what we do. And peace is divided into two categories: an internal peace of the mind and soul and body and heart, and an external peace of society and civilization and culture. An internal peace within the body and an external peace without the body. These two pieces put together form ultimate peace on earth. And there is no doubt that both of them are important. In fact, if you look at, for example, the outer peace, external peace, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah in the Quran intended for those who rejected Islam, intended for the Quraysh, entitled Surah Al-Quraysh. And he reminded the tribe of Quraysh of the favors that he had given them. And he mentioned two favors as being the most paramount. He said in Surah Al-Quraysh, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ. Let these people worship the Lord of this house, meaning the Lord of the Kaaba. Why? Why should they worship him? For what reason? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَعْبُدُوا رَبَّ هَذَا الْبَيْتِ أَلَّذِي أَطْعَمَهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمَنَهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ. Because Allah gave them food to eat, to satisfy their hungers with. And He gave them security and peace from fear in society. And these two things, food to eat and security in society, these are integral portions of the external peace. You will never find peace. You will never find satisfaction. You will never live comfortably if society is in chaos and turmoil. If you're worried about your own security or the security of your children and loved ones, how can you live a peaceful life? So Allah said, worship me because you have a peaceful society. Worship me because I have blessed you with a society where you are not scared of walking around on the streets, where I have given you the food that you need to eat. And that is external peace. And so this shows us external peace is very important. But my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, the peace of the heart, the peace of the mind, the peace of the soul is far more important than the peace of society. Why so and how so? Simple. Imagine we live in a peaceful society, and alhamdulillah, most of us really do. We can walk in the streets and we're not worried about getting robbed or pillaged or plundered. And most of us, alhamdulillah, also have the food to eat and to satisfy what we need to satisfy. Yet despite this, many of us live lives that are not peaceful. Why? Because internally we are not happy. Our souls have not attained the tranquility through which peace is attained. Even though peace is prevalent in society, peace exists in society for many, many countries, alhamdulillah, we thank Allah. Yet still, individuals living in those societies have not attained peace. Why? Because the inner peace is more important than the outer peace. And both are important for a healthy society. What is the inner peace, and how is inner peace attained? Inner peace, the peace of the heart and soul, can only be obtained by acknowledging the purpose of one's life. Why am I here? Who created me? What is the purpose of my life? These central questions, these important questions, abound in the minds of every single intelligent human being. No human being walks the face of this earth, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian, Jain, Zoroastrian, it doesn't matter. No human being walks the face of this earth except that these questions cloud his mind. What am I doing here? What is the ultimate purpose of life? Is there a life after death? Who is my God and what does he want of me? The only way to attain ultimate peace in this world, and of course in the hereafter, the only way is to satisfactorily answer these questions. When we answer these questions, when we know our goal and purpose in life, when we put a conclusion, when we put an ultimate destination, this is where I need to go, this is where I am now, how do I get there by following this path? When we answer these questions, then and only then will we attain inner peace. And once we attain inner peace, that will lead to the external and outer peace. If we have inner peace, the inner peace acts like the seed, the soil, which sprouts, which germinates the outer peace. But if we have the outer peace, the external peace, it is not a necessary byproduct. It is not a necessary byproduct that inner peace is formed in the heart. No, rather the converse is true. Inner peace leads to outer peace, but not vice versa. And both types of pieces, both pieces of the inner mind and the external body, are necessary for any healthy society. And Islam has come with the solution to all of these questions, the inner peace and the outer peace. The inner peace is satiated, it is solved by worshipping Allah and Allah alone. As Allah says in the Quran, I have only created man and jinn to worship me. When we turn to Allah, when we make Allah our ultimate destination and goal, when we prefer the pleasures of Allah over our own pleasures, that is what will give us internal peace. And once we follow the Sharia, that will guarantee the external peace. So Islam has come. Islam has come with the solution and the methodology for attaining inner tranquility and external civic peace in society. And these are not empty slogans. We all shout, Islam is the solution, Islam is the answer. And it has become an empty slogan, devoid of meaning. But the reality is, and it is indeed a reality, Islam is the only solution, and Islam is the only hope for mankind. We really and truly need to understand this beyond mere words. These are not mere words. This is a reality that we need to understand and practice. And inshallah ta'ala, it is all of our goal here to be able to present to you and help all of us in achieving this goal in the next few days of the conference. One final thing. Ek aapse aakhri arz bhi karni hai agar aap humko ijazat dein. Jaise hamare Sheikh Yusuf Estes ne bola aur farmaya, zarur hamari paidaish Texas ki hi hai. اور ضرور ہماری رہائش امریکہ کی رہی ہے اور ضرور ہماری جنسی اور نیشنلٹی بھی امریکن ہوگی لیکن ہمارے اجداد جو تھے لکھنؤ کے تھے تو ہم جو ہیں آپ ہی کے ایک جیسے ہیں اور ہمارے دیش ہندوستانی ہے اور ہم چونکہ حالانکہ ہم پہلی بار آ رہے ہیں ہندوستان سپیکر کے طور سے لیکن ہم کو بہت بہت خوشی ہو رہی ہے کہ میں آپ کے سامنے کھڑا ہوں ہندوستان ہمارے ہی ملک ہے آپ ہی لوگ ہمارے ہی بہنوں اور بھائیوں ہیں and it gives me great great pleasure to be a part of you and to witness this great event amongst you. Wassalamu alaikum.